October 29, Spirit-Led Christians. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Psalm 19:7. In this age of controversy, many of those upon whom the light of the Savior's self-sacrificing life is clearly shining will not live in accordance with heavenly principles. They desire to make a different showing than Christ made. To counteract the influence of these men, we must uplift the Christian standard, for many have turned away from Christ-like principles. Truth and righteousness have lost their full meaning to them. When the Holy Spirit works human minds, there will be a much higher standard in speech, in ministry, and in spirituality in our churches than is now seen. Then our church members will be refreshed by the waters of life, and the laborers working under the one head Christ will reveal their master in word, in spirit, in every form of ministry, and will encourage one another in the grand closing work in which they are engaged. There will be a helpful increase of unity and love, which will bear testimony to the world that God has sent His Son for our redemption. There will be a pruning of the branches of the vine and a bringing forth of much fruit. The branches that bear not the precious fruit of the Spirit, Christ-like words and deeds, will be cut off from the parent stock. Divine truth will be exalted, and as it shines forth as a lamp that burneth, we shall understand it more and still more fully. Those who hold the truth in righteousness will arouse and put on the gospel shoes. Their feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, they will make no false paths in which the lame would be turned out of the way. God requires every man to stand free and to follow the directions of the Word. In every movement, Christ's followers are to reveal their regard for Christian principles, loving God supremely and their neighbors as themselves, reflecting light and blessing on the pathway of those who are in darkness, comforting those who are cast down, sweetening the bitter waters in the place of giving their fellow pilgrims gall to drink. We are to have a pure, growing Christianity. In the heavenly courts, we are to be pronounced complete in Christ. Manuscript 83, October 29, 1902. Christ, our example in medical missionary work.